Penguin Random House Audio presents Dial A for Aunties by Jesse Q. Sutanto. Read for you by Risa May. For Mama and Papa, who would definitely help me move a dead body. Dear reader, thank you so much for picking up Dial A for Aunties. This book is a love letter to my family, a ridiculously large bunch with a long history of immigration. All four of my grandparents came from China to Indonesia between 1920 and 1930. And when they arrived in Indonesia, they changed their Chinese names to Indonesian ones to avoid xenophobia. Chen became Sutanto, Ho became Wijaya. As they fully integrated themselves into Indonesian culture, so too did their offspring. My parents grew up speaking Bahasa Indonesia as a first language and Mandarin as a second language. With my generation, my parents sent us to Singapore to avoid the 90s riots, clashes in Indonesia against the Chinese population. Fortunately, now Indonesia is a wonderfully diverse country in terms of race and religion, and we are afforded the kind of freedom our parents didn't have. While in Singapore, my cousins and I quickly adopted English as our first language. Some of us, cough, cough, me, forgot how to speak Indonesian almost entirely. Whenever my parents visited, we struggled to communicate with each other. The result of all this moving around is a mishmash of languages. My family is technically trilingual, but each of the three languages we speak is broken in some way. I'm most comfortable in English, then Mandarin because I spent 10 years studying it in Singapore, and then Indonesian. My parents are fluent in Indonesian and Mandarin and speak halting broken English. When we speak to each other, the sentences are jagged and cracked, and we often struggle to convey what we're trying to say. This is the price my parents have had to pay to ensure that my brother and I were safe and sound. Some of the aunties in Dial A for Aunties speak the sort of broken English that my parents' generation does. Their grasp of the English language is not a reflection of their intelligence, but a reflection of the sacrifice that they have made for us. They are, in essence, trilingual, and I am so proud of this heritage. I'm aware while writing this that I'm straddling a very fine line between authenticity and stereotype, and it's my hope that this book defies the latter. It is by no means representative of the Asian community as a whole. No single book can possibly represent such a large community of individuals. I hope that this book gives you a little peek into the fierce love with which my family raised us and protects us to this day. Best, Jesse. Prologue, 8 years ago. There is a curse in my family. It's followed us all the way from China, where it took my great-grandfather, freak accident on the farm that involved a pregnant sow and an unfortunately placed rake, to Indonesia, where it claimed my grandfather, a stroke at the age of 30. Nothing quite so dramatic as great-grandfather's demise, but still rather upsetting. My mom and aunts figured that a Chinese curse wouldn't follow them to the West, so after they all got married, they moved to San Gabriel, California. But not only did the curse find them, it mutated. Instead of killing the men in my family, it made them leave, which is so much worse. At least Ye Ye died loving my Nai Nai. The first one who left was Big Uncle. Then Second Uncle. And then it was my dad, who left without a word in the dead of night, just up and disappeared like a ghost. I woke up one morning, asked where he was, and Ma slapped down a bowl of congee and said, "Eat." That was when I knew the curse had claimed him. When my male cousins graduated, they left too, opting for schools like NYU and Penn State instead of any of the perfectly fine colleges in California.
"Annette, you so lucky,"
Big Aunt says, the day my mom announces that I've applied to 8 schools, all of them in California. The farthest one is Berkeley, and we've had countless arguments over that. Ma thinks anything farther than UC Irvine is too far.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?